So Victoria Pomery, director of the Turner Contemporary. What's been the general reaction to the public today, seeing the building for the first time?
Well, I think lots of people are sort of rather overwhelmed by what they've seen. There's a sort of silence as people walk through the building, and then people start to feel more confident and ask lots of questions. And I think lots of people have asked really sensible questions about why we've done X, Y, and Z, but also have been really sort of interested to hear about how we've thought about the design for the building and how we've worked with the architects. I think it's obviously very easy when you're not part of the process to sort of not really think about how buildings are constructed, but there's been huge amounts of dialogue, discussion, debate about all sorts of elements of the building, from, you know, how big the front door's going to be, to where we're going to put the reception desk, to what size of lift do we need. And all those things have to be taken into account in order to build an amazing new building like this. So there's a huge amount of work that's taken place. And I think some people here are obviously very familiar with going to galleries, but other people are less familiar. And so it's all, like one woman said to me, it's been an eye-opener. And I think she really meant it was an eye-opener in a positive way, that she'd learnt things about coming into this building that she hadn't really maybe thought about or she didn't know about. So I think overall people are incredibly positive. It gives them a sort of sense of what's going to drive the content of the building, as opposed to just seeing the building as a building.
And do you think by... Some of the people that come here today have been quite sceptical, but do you think by you explaining to them, for example, why you've got these incredibly technologically advanced climate controls, that can eventually filter through to the other people that may be cynical? Maybe the people of Thanet was before you open. Maybe the people of Thanet before you open will hear from their friends who've been here today, actually, they've really thought about this and it could have a positive effect.
Well, I think obviously that hopefully is one of the offshoots of people having seen the building and going back and telling friends and colleagues about what they've seen. So I'm hoping that, you know, it will help dispel some of the myths surrounding this building. It's a very technically efficient building, but also complex building. And I think people do understand now on these visits, you know, what kind of process has been going on, and that there have been enormous amounts of work taking place behind the scenes in order to make sure that the gallery can show historical and contemporary art, that we have worked with colleagues in other galleries, that we will be able to show Turner works here. So I think, you know, it seems to me that opening up buildings is a fantastic opportunity for people to get to see behind the scenes, and obviously behind the scenes when the gallery isn't yet open. Because when people come normally as a visitor to the gallery, they're not going to go into the loading bay, they're not going to go into the kitchen, they're not going to go through the storage areas. And we have had an opportunity for people to see the whole building today.
And one final question, could you briefly describe the kind of environmental factors that you have had to bear in mind, not obviously just literally the environment, but things like heights of buildings? You were saying the lift can hold 100 people. That's some lift, isn't it? So what kind of factors have you had to bear in mind?
Well, we've obviously had to take into account that certain paintings need environmental controls, and that's relative humidity and temperature. So that's necessitated having enough space to put the machinery for the plant. We've also had to think about getting large-scale works upstairs. So the galleries are all arranged on the first floor, but in order to get them to the first floor, we've got to have a huge lift that can take heavyweights and large loads. So we wanted to have as big a lift as we could possibly fit into the space. So we've got a huge lift, which will take people and it will take artworks. We also had to think about how we get heavy works into spaces. So we've made sure that we've got heavy load bearing on the floors, that we can hang artworks from the ceiling. So again, we've got art hanging points arranged throughout the gallery spaces. Each one can take a ton in weight. So we've had to think about how we're going to show various different kinds of work. So a Henry Moore sculpture, for instance, made of stone or bronze, can be incredibly heavy. A Turner watercolour will be incredibly light. Some contemporary artists are obviously mixing film and video work with sculpture, with painting, with performance. So we need very flexible